Torsdag er det trippeltromf hos Kiwi, med hele 3% tromfbonus på alle dagligvarer for våre tromfmedlemmer. Er du Kiwi Plus-kunde, blir det enda billigere. Da sparer du hele 17% tromfbonus på all fersk frukt og grønt, og 52% på alle bind, tampong og bleier.
En podcast fra Podplay.
VG-lista topp 40. Podcast.
It's a pleasure to say, I guess, welcome back to Norway, Being Her Business.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good. Excited. It's we've just had a 4-hour car journey, so I feel like I'm a bit delusional right now, in a delusional state. But no, it feels really good, and I'm so excited to play.
Yeah, and no wonder you're delusional. You're on tour right now, so you're traveling every day, and we're going to talk about that. But it hit me, because we talked a couple of times before, but it hit me that I actually never asked you where you got the name Being Her Business from.
I wish it was a really interesting story. It's actually not very interesting. I was basically, one day, I think I was about 15, and I was sat in my bedroom, and I remember thinking, my name on social media at the time was Biebs Music, and I was like, doesn't quite roll off the tongue
right
so nicely. So I was like, this has to go. And I was sat in my bedroom, and I was like, oh my God, like, what's a really cool name? Like, what would a really cool person do?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Being Her Business, it's so cool. Yeah. Like, da la la. And I spelt it with a Z, so B-I-Z-N-E-S-S originally.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah. Like,
I thought you didn't do that anymore.
No. That's not the Z?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's not my artist name now. Thank God. But it's on my social still. It's quite funny. But and I was like, yeah, oh, this is so cool. And I was like 15, and I was like, yeah, boom. And then it kind of just stuck. Like, yeah. It just became my username. Like, people kind of knew me as like Being Her Business.
Yeah.
Because I guess the And Her Business gives you, it's a bit more memorable than just like B Music, do you know what I mean? So yeah, and then I was just like, yeah, why not, let's make it my artist name, and then and then here we are,
simple as that.
And then, yeah, exactly.
But you're absolutely right, because it's when you see that, you remember that name, right?
That's the aim.
Yeah,
that's the
right
aim.
Job well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we like, as you know, we can't get enough of Born to Be Alive. Such a beautiful song. We still play it to this day. So you got us hooked, and I'm sure you're out with a new song now, and I'm sure you're going to get us hooked once again. What can you tell us about your new single, Wow?
Wow, it's such a fun song. I wrote it when I was 17 as a joke. I went into the studio one day, and I was like, oh, there's this really fit guy, and like, let's just write a song. It was just wow. He's just wow. So we started writing the song, and I remember thinking, this is so silly, and this will never see the light of day. And I didn't show it to anyone for like a year after I'd written it. And then I finally got a manager and whatnot, and I showed it to my manager like really briefly. I think I sent it to him on a link with a bunch of songs.
Right.
And he picked out the song. He was like, this is such a good song. Like, this is so fun. Like, da, da, da. And I was like, really? Like, it's ridiculous. It's such a ridiculous song. But then I think he kind of made me see, like, the joy in the song. And I think especially being able to perform it live on this tour has made me kind of fall in love with the song more, because seeing everyone react and like sing wow is like the best feeling ever. And it's just like amazing to dance to and all that stuff. So yeah, no, it's cool. I'm glad it's in the world. And it's also on the Sephora International campaign, which is pretty cool.
Right.
But yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
But, and also I think like you must be happy that you were wrong about the song then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, it's one of those things that like, it's like a pleasant surprise, I guess, or like almost a happy accident. Because like, I think when I wrote it, I was just like writing, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it came out of that, and I think I'm glad it's in the world, because I think it brings people, well, I like to think it brings people like a lot of joy.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, we also talked about your EP Introverted Extrovert, and I read that you found out many things about yourself. Like, what are some of the things you learned about yourself in the process of writing that EP?
I think I was like, I never really processed my emotions like as a person before. Right. I'd written that EP. Like, I was very, very blunt, very like, no, nothing can get to me, like, not gonna let anyone in. I'm just like an absolute boss. Mm-hmm. And I think through writing that EP, it was like a journey of, I guess, getting to know myself and how I actually feel about things. And also, like, looking back on the past and when I was, like, 13, 14, 15 and things that had happened to me, you know, whilst I was at school and what people had said to me whilst I was at school and how that might have led to this insecurity or how that might have led to why I feel this certain thing.
Yeah.
It was just interesting, the whole process of, like, learning where things stemmed from. And that EP allowed me to, like, I guess, discover where certain things that I feel now have, like, I don't know, stemmed from, like, something that's happened in the past.
Yeah.
And it's all quite interesting. It ties into each other.
But, it's very interesting. But what do you think you would have done to, like, because obviously you get a better understanding about, like, who you are when you write music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you think you would have gotten to, like, express yourself and figure these things out if you didn't do, like, write songs and stuff like that?
I don't know. I guess I would have gone to therapy.
Right? Like everybody else.
Like everybody else. But yeah, no, I think that's why I'm so, so lucky to have music.
Yeah.
I think, like, it is the best form of therapy. So many people say it. And I think being able to, you know, have a concept and have to force yourself to process it.
Yeah.
And then write a song about it in a way that's cohesive to, like, other people. It's a really interesting process.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just helped me to just understand why I've felt certain things in the past and things like that. Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, and also, like, you get to record these things so you can go back and you can, like, really feel how much you've grown as a person then, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's nice. I, you know, like, looking back at old music and, like, how I would have, like, thought, like, my thought process then and then my thought process now.
Right.
And, like, I just think hearing some of my old songs and what I was feeling then, it's so nice to not be feeling those things now,
yeah,
in a sense, and to be able to write about certain other things now. And I guess that's just, like, the whole journey of life.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's interesting.
Would you say to people that might not, like, are into music or they feel like they're not able to write songs or, like, poetry or stuff like that, would you still recommend to people who doesn't do those things to kind of, like, write stuff down?
Yeah, I think it's a really weird thing because the hardest thing is when I'm trying to write concepts down. If I, like, sit down and I'll be like, I'm going to write 20 poems.
Yeah.
And I sit and the first one is the hardest one. But as soon as you, like, get one word and then you just start rambling and rambling and rambling and you unlock that, like, unfiltered place in your mind where it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, you can then write for days, like,
yeah,
days on end. And it's so therapeutic, like, just writing absolute waffle that might, like, you might read it back, like, 2 days later and be like, whoa, that's actually quite good.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I was feeling, like, unfiltered. And I think the unlocking, like, an unfiltered, like, feeling is so therapeutic because, like, everyone's always so filtered and no one really wants to say how they're actually feeling because it's so scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I definitely try and write things down. I don't know. Yeah,
because it helps, right?
Yeah, it really helps.
I also heard, like, this is my thought about it too. Like, if you write stuff down that you like, maybe stuff you're uncomfortable with or, you know, something you're dealing with, just writing it down, just and crumbling the paper and just throwing it away, kind of like it feels like you're actually taking your problem and throwing it away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's therapeutic, like you say.
Yeah, yeah. VG-lista top 40.
Podcast. And, like, you talk about things that everybody can relate to, right? So I guess that a lot of people cover your songs on TikTok, yeah?
Yeah, they do, and it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so great.
So you actually take the time to listen to these people, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 I love it. It's like, I see a video and I get so excited. I'm like, me?
Yeah.
My song? What? Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, like, you already answered it because I was going to ask you, like, how does it make you feel? But I guess this is the way you feel about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you're on you're ending your tour now, actually. But I also want to know, like, so far in your career, what has surprised you the most, you think?
What surprised me the most? I think, I guess people's, like, reactions to my songs. Because I think, in a way, you never think people are going to, like, you never assume that people are going to relate because it would be so, it's, you're like writing about things that are so personal to you, and you're very much like in your world, and you go away and you write these songs and you're like, is this just really like niche or like, is this odd or whatever? And I think, yeah, the most surprising thing is just seeing people scream songs at me, like my songs at me, and like feel them. And like, that is a crazy feeling, because it's like, you feel the same thing as me, and that feeling might have been like a really scary feeling that I never wanted to particularly tell anyone, but I kind of just did, because I use like the excuse that I'm writing a song as like a filter kind of thing to make it seem like I'm not actually writing my own feelings.
Right,
do you know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like whenever I go into the studio, for example, and I've like pre-written these poems or whatever, they're going to be so personal, like exactly what I'm feeling, whatever.
Mm.
But because they're on paper and they're separated from my mind, it's almost as though they're not my feelings and now I can write about them.
Right.
And so like I like try and disconnect myself from like that feeling so I can write about it, because otherwise I just get, it's like you're too involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think, you know, like a song like Me Against My Head, for example, it's a song about body image. And for so long I'd struggled with that, you know, like going to a beach in a bikini or like being in intimate relationships, like things like that. It was like my worst nightmare, like at the time, and writing that into a song and people resonating with that feeling is like so special. So I think that's what's surprised me most. Sorry, yeah, that's very long-winded.
No, but amazing. But so like I wonder too, because obviously then you feel that people, when you do shows and stuff like that and people sing along, obviously you know that people find comfort and kind of like a support in you because you talk about these things. But do you feel the same coming back when they sing your songs? Do you feel like you're kind of like a little family, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's like you're as one.
Yeah.
When you're all singing the same song, you're just as like one unit, and you're like, it's like you move together.
Yeah.
And they've got my back, I've got theirs. It's
right.
A crazy feeling. And it's so comforting. It kind of just feels like you can all lean on each other's shoulders, and yeah, it's the beauty of music, and yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. And like I touched on it, but you're ending your first tour now?
First headline European tour, baby.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, it's been so good. We are doing 7 shows in total. We sold out 5, which is so cool. I know.
Yes.
It was crazy. And it's so cool because I've never been to those, like, I've never performed in those places. And to be able to then, like, sell tickets to people in those locations is like mental.
Right.
Like that's like the power of social media. I feel like it's crazy.
Yeah.
And to have been able to like meet so many people from like all over Europe.
Yeah.
And like hear their stories and see them like scream with me is like incredible.
Where are some of the places you've been?
We've been to Amsterdam, Paris, Berlin, Cologne, London, and then Oslo, Copenhagen next.
Right.
But yeah, so it's really exciting. I think the one thing is we've been going around in a van and we've been driving a hell of a lot. Like yesterday we drove, I think, for like 12 hours.
Right.
And then today was another 4 hours before we got here. So it's long. My back is a little bit stiff.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm getting through it. Yeah. I can't wait for tonight. And yeah, no, it's been amazing.
I wonder how many people in one van. That's what I want to know.
We've got, how many people we got? We've got 6 people.
Yeah.
It's 6 people. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's quite funny because I am the only woman.
Okay.
And I've got the lads with me.
Yeah.
And no, they've all been great. But it's great because I feel like I rule the world with them around. They're all like,
yeah.
They're all like, yeah, B's the queen. I'm like, yes, thank yes. you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good feeling, yeah?
Yeah, great feeling.
Have you learned something on your like your first tour now that you're going to like take with you for the next time around?
I think, I think the performing experience and like, you know, what you do on stage and like interactions with people and which songs you sing and how I want songs to sound in future, you know, like going forward, I was saying to my team that I'd love to have a couple of the songs in the set where it's just me and a piano and a spotlight. And like, I didn't really have that on that on this tour, but I think that's what I'd love to do going forward. And I'd love to have strings and all this stuff. So I don't know. There's definitely a lot to build on. And it's so exciting. But saying that, this tour has been incredible and it sounded better than I could ever imagine for my first European tour, and it's been great.
Yeah, I could tell by your energy. It's like, yeah, this is going great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, maybe you want to add to that list a bigger van, maybe a bus.
Oh yeah, maybe a bus would be good. That's what I would say, is that we haven't had much time to actually look around the cities and go and do things because we've just been driving during the day.
Yeah.
So I think if we had a bus, obviously we'd be driving at night and we could look around the city, all the different cities during the day. So that would be great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now picture when you're off tour, you're just want to go to a festival yourself, maybe. If you could pick a top three lineup, which bands or artists would you want to see yourself?
I'd want to see, I've got so many.
Yeah.
Can I say more than three?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd go Bruce Springsteen.
Nice.
Bruce Springsteen, Sam Fender, The Killers, Lana Del Rey. I'd want to see Marina and the Diamonds.
Yeah.
She's such a cool lady. Lily Allen. Not that she performs anymore, really.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, I really hope she does because she is chef's kiss.
Waiting for the comeback, yeah?
Waiting for the comeback.
Yeah.
Lily Allen, please do a duet with me.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of everything, yeah?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And I have to do my job and I wouldn't do it if I didn't ask you. For those who don't get to see you this time around, will you be coming back to Norway?
I'd like to hope so. I'd say hell yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely be coming back to Norway. It's such a great place and definitely is a special place in my heart because obviously my first live show was here at Vegalista.
Yeah.
And that was an incredible experience. So yeah, definitely want to come back.
By the way, what a start, doing your live performances in front of 55,000 people. I know we talked about it before, but it still blows my mind.
It blows my mind. Sometimes I look back at the video and I'm like,
did it happen?
Is that me? Is that me up there? I don't think it is. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, but it was honestly incredible. I remember the buzz I had after. I couldn't get to sleep. I was straight after, what the hell? And everyone was like, B, it's okay? And I was like, no, it's not okay.
Breathe.
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 Calm.
No, but you'll be back there very soon. Yeah.
I hope so.
B and her business, thank you so much for stopping by and good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing.
Thank you. VG-lista Top 40.
Podcast. Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay eller se podplay.no.